The end of the pasuk, Sivrael Hashem Aleikav, whose hope is in Hashem, his God. Interesting word. What is Sivrei? So the word Sivrei is actually related to the word Shever. Yesh Shever b'Mitzrayim. There's provisions in Egypt. How does that work? Yaakov Avinu, when we hear the famine that gets strong in Eretz Israel, I heard that there's provisions in Egypt. Says the Medrash, even at that time, where Yaakov is going to send the Shvatim down to Mitzrayim, he doesn't place his hope in the grain of Egypt. Rather, he places his hope in Hashem, his God. So it's taking us back in time. It's taking us back into time when there's a famine, where Yaakov Avinu has to do Hishtadlus, where he has to send his sons down to Egypt to get food. But nonetheless, he does not place his hope and does not place his trust in the efforts that he's expending. Yes, he knows he has to expend the efforts. But he places his hope and his trust in Hashem and Hashem alone. So it's a sfarina. Sivar Hashem alakav, v'she'ilav tikon tefillah. So that's what we have to direct our hopes to, our bitachon to. Again, it's the same idea as identifying with the historical concept of Yaakov Avinu, the meta-concept of Yaakov Avinu. And therefore, Sivrei is a lashon of betachen, placing your betachen and trust in Hashem. And the idea of betachen, of bringing Hashem into our lives, is the ability to place trust in Hashem, to be able to daven to him at any given point. Meaning trust and tefillah really come together. There's a mechilta in Parshas Beshalach. It was talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. Over tefillah ma'o oime, baruch hagevah sheyivtach b'Hashem v'Hashem miftach. The miftachan shel Yisrael b'shal shemispalin lo. That our bitachon in Hashem comes at a time when we daven. In fact, the Yesod HaAvodah, the Slonim Rebbe, explains that that's the point. That our bitachon comes as a result of our davening, meaning when a person davens, it shows that they're trusting in Hashem and Hashem alone. And the truth is that a person, the Svarim HaKadoshim say, even if a person hasn't got to the highest levels of bitachon, even if they're not on that level, yet, through accustomizing ourselves, through making ourselves used to davening to Hashem for all the things that we need, be they big or be they little, then we get to higher levels of Eman and Bitachin. They could see that Yosef constantly was talking to Hashem. He constantly had Hashem's met his name on his lips. And that itself creates bitachon. So even if we think we're not holding that, Sivrei Hashem Aleikav means we're constantly mentioning Hashem's name. We're talking to him privately in our own words. We're bringing him into the picture. We're bringing him into our lives. And that itself creates a palpable sense of emunah and bitachon. It makes it real to us. And these are the higher and higher levels we can get to through bringing Hashem into our lives, through talking to him and placing our trust in him, because tefillah and bitachon go hand in hand.